Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Say ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing. I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
Good morning, folks. Hope y'all are having a good Sunday. Hope your Sunday's getting started off right. Thank y'all for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast. Before I get into my little spiel this morning, I want to give a shout-out to all of our sponsors. Rob Grimsley, he's running for magistrate judge here in Cochran, Georgia. He came on as a sponsor last week. Thank you, Mr. Rob. Y'all please go vote for him next month. Miss Mandy, she has the brew house over in Texas. We'll be having some more information on her and another little spicy thing that she does real soon. She just didn't get her information over to me yet, but thank you, Miss Mandy, at the brew house over in Texas. Miss Lynn at Your Choice Healthcare in Eastman. Cottonfield Bar and Grill over in Sneed, Alabama. Thank you, Mr. Kevin. Let's see. We got Dustin Smith, Dr. Dustin Smith, at Total Health Care of Eastman and Cochran. Mr. Tim Moore with Susan Moore Realty. Give him a call now at 478-609-0507. Nobles Networking has joined us again. Y'all look up Mr. Chris. Let's see. We got Bubba Marlboro. I got it right on the first time, Bubba. He has hashtag 601 Roofing King and Blue Collar Alliance on Facebook. Seth with Down Yonder Hat Co. My dude has been with us since the beginning. Thank you so much, Seth, for everything that you do. Lori's Dive In over in Alamo. Miss Lori's also been with us since the beginning. Please go eat over there. Food is great. Love Miss Lori. She is just wonderful. Better Than Basic Marketing, Miss Erica. If you haven't seen our new merch lately, you need to go check it out now. The JoshTerryPodcast.com. She is wonderful. Ron at Cashman's in Macon. Thank you to Quick, Sophia, and Ron for all that y'all have done for us up there. Blazer 88, Josh, and Mr. Brandon, thank you all so much. And Project Canine Hero, Jason Johnson. If you are interested in becoming a sponsor on the Josh Terry Podcast, please message me on Instagram or Facebook. My Instagram is JLTerry87. We have a top 1% show in the world still. We have the number one independent show in the state of Georgia. When I say independent, you have people like Barstool that you just can't compete with. I love Barstool, by the way, so don't nobody take that the wrong way. It's just when people have bigger studios and companies like that. You know, it's little guy fighting the big guy, but we're not really fighting. We're not really in the same league. Everything they do is amazing. Hell, maybe one day they'll buy the show and make me a rich motherfucker. That would be the goal. But anyway, if you're interested in becoming a sponsor, please hit us up at any point in time. So for the past week, I'll be real with you guys. I needed a week. We have dealt with this Cody Wolf shit now for the past month, and it hasn't turned out to be what I wanted it to be, and I needed a mental break from it. Every day when I've got up, I've had phone calls and text messages from Wolfie. I've had to see videos of him just talking the most amount of shit I've ever seen an individual talk in my life, and I'll be real with you. I got to the point where I needed a break. So I haven't put out a show since we did one with Miss Kylie, the farmer's daughter. Not farmer's daughter. I'm a fucking idiot. She's on the Fox show, Who Wants to Marry a Farmer? And she was wonderful. And while I was doing that show, I was reminded of some shit. And I kind of kicked myself in the ass the past week. I'll be real with you. I've always said to myself, it's morals over money. I pride myself on the fact that there's been times since we started this, since I was fired from country radio, that I was going to do shit my way. I wasn't going to do shit for clickbait. I wasn't going to, you know, sell my soul. But I was also going to hold people accountable. So don't think like I'm being like, oh, I shouldn't have done the Cody Wolf shit. I really am glad that I did it on one hand, that I feel like the dude should be held accountable. And then all the stories and bullshit that I've just heard from so many people in Nashville about this dude just being a cunt to them. That makes me happy. That makes me be like, you know what? I should have done this. You know, there's a lot of times in social media that people, you know, there's a difference in faking it till you making it and just straight out fucking lying. And not just lying to everybody around you, but lying to yourself. And with him, dude, I felt like he needed to be held accountable. I still feel like he needs to be held accountable. And I told everybody like a week ago, because I'll be real with you guys. You know, when you do this for a living, and every one of you artists that are listening to this, or just anybody that owns their own business, when you see an opportunity to make some extra money, when it's you that is responsible for your lights, for everything, for your food on the table, for your truck payment, insurance, all that kind of shit, when you see an opportunity for money, if you don't take it, you're about a dumbass. So, I put out a shirt. Put out a shirt that says, fuck Cody Wolf on it. It's got a cool-ass jet on it with a lot of funny sayings and shit on it, like we spray-painted it, or he spray-painted it. And I loved it. I love it. I still love it. I still like the fact that he's getting a big fuck you because of some of the shit he's said and some of the shit he's done towards me now when I've gave the dude the opportunity just to shut the fuck up and move on. And he don't want to do that. So in that aspect of it, I'm happy with my decision that we called him out, that we held him accountable for some of the stuff that he said and done. But when I made a deal with you guys last week that I'd have him back on the show if we sold 100 additional shirts, we'd already sold like 30 or 40. I was just trying to put a couple extra bucks in my pocket. And I'm fine with that. What I'm not fine with, and this is where some of y'all are probably going to turn off now, because I'm not condemning and I'm not being ugly to anybody when I say what I'm about to say. I struggle with my weight. I have struggled with my personal appearance my entire life. And if you want to bash Cody Wolf because he's a liar, if you want to bash Cody Wolf because his music sucks, if you want to bash him because he's delusional, that's fine. I'm perfectly fine with that because I've done it. I have not liked when some people have picked on his appearance and his teeth. So when I was a child, you know, this is where, like, this is probably going to get deep for a minute. When I was a kid, I had to get my front four teeth pulled. I don't know how old I was. I know going into kindergarten, I still didn't have them back. And I don't know if around first or second grade I got them back. But I had problems with them. And I don't remember it because I was a kid, but I do remember getting picked on and called snaggletooth and all this type of shit. And there's just been some hateful ass comments that I've seen. And I just don't like that. I don't like that. I think picking on someone's personal appearance just takes it too far. But then on the other hand of that, someone sent me yesterday where, and I'm going to quote this word for word, I want to make sure I do not fuck this up. Someone posted on social media. There you go. Some woman at some point in time posted, hey, let's make this person famous. Somebody sent it to me, and I didn't read all of it. This was like before I did the show, or right after I did the show with Cody Wolf. And anyway, Cody had commented on somebody's stuff that had cancer and said, ooh, she's gross, old, and bald. And the woman said, hey, let's make this motherfucker famous. And then he replied to her repost, and what I hope the cancer eats you from the inside out. I just want to tell you guys that if I would have known that he had said that about someone with cancer beforehand, I would have Whoa, I'd have fucking strung him up on the show. I would not have been as nice as I was. You know, I say not to pick on the dude, like on his personal appearance, but I didn't know that was said until later on. But still, I'm torn between it because I do believe you're supposed to show grace. I am a piece of shit, if y'all have not figured that out yet. I have made a lot of mistakes in my life. I was in jail for, 6 months out of my entire life, two different 30-day stints put together, some shit like that, back when I was like 19 and 20. And I always say, like, my daughter, Gracie, she made a man out of me when the state of Georgia couldn't. And I just believe that people make mistakes. I was a liar, a cheater, I stole back in the day. I was just not a good person. I'm still trying to make amends for that. And I believe that Cody Ward is Cody Ward. I have a cousin named Cody Ward. So if you hear me call Wolfie Cody Ward, it's just because I get fucking tongue-tied. But anyway, I think you're supposed to show grace. I think you're supposed to humble this kid too, though. Like, I think he needs to be shown something. So I've made the decision that even though he has said all these awful things, that he has been such a cunt, I'm going to give him a chance. I think he has blocked my phone number because every time, that's the reason I'm doing this right now, by the way. I should have probably opened with that. Because every time I go to send him a text message, it bounces back. Like, you get the little red thing, like, not delivered or whatever. And then on his Instagram, I've messaged him, but I haven't received anything. I'm going to give him the opportunity to do this show again. But I'm going to ask him about that post that I just said about the cancer thing. I'm going to ask him about some of the comments and some of the things that I've heard from people on Instagram, stuff that he has said and stuff that he has done. I want him to be held accountable. I'm not trying to openly lynch this dude, but if that's what it turns into this time, that's what it turns into. I really do think that no matter how bad of a person you are, and I say this because I was the worst at one point in time, no matter of how bad of a person you are, you always have a second chance. And I'm going to give Cody Wolf a second chance to be honest. Not to talk about the fake-ass private jets. Not to talk about how he thinks that somebody stole his songs. That did not fucking happen. I'm going to give him a chance that if he thinks that, Cody, if you listen to this, each and every one of us that are in, whether it's music, entertainment, whatever the fuck it is, we have had to portray something online at some point in time. We have had to exaggerate at some point in time. We have had to make ourselves look better than we actually are at some point in time, because if you're not striving to be better, you're going to get left behind. And when you see all your peers and you see everybody around you doing certain shit, you probably start to think, oh, this is a good idea. I should try to do this. Let me go one step further, though. And, you know, it's one thing you posting a music video where you're on a jet. That's fine. Nobody's going to have a problem with that. The problem is when you start to act like it's your fucking jet. Or you say stupid shit like, hey, I took a private jet to Publix. It makes no sense. It's so fucking outlandish. That is just...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It's just asinine. It's fucking stupid. Like, and it's almost, and I could be wrong here, it almost is like, in my mind, a cry for help. I'm going to give you, Cody, a chance to wipe a clean slate. Now, I can't promise you people are going to like you. I can't promise you that people are going to want to be buddies with you. I can't promise you that your inbox is going to get exploded with people saying, oh, Wolfie, I'm so sorry. I don't think you're going to get that, but what I think you will get is respect. And if you're wanting a clean slate, I think the first thing you do is try to earn everybody's respect back first, because you have none of that. No one respects you. And I know that is hurtful to hear, but at one point in time, Wolfie, I want you to know nobody respected me. In my hometown, my friends, my family, they had no reason to respect me. If you're putting nothing but bullshit out into the world, you're going to get nothing but bullshit back. So if you are willing to come back on this show and you are willing to be honest and open and admit your faults and admit where you fucked up, then I think people will stop treating you the way they're treating you. You know, I literally, because of, I don't like hate. I don't like hateful shit, dude. And I've seen some hateful stuff made towards you. And at the same time, I think you kind of deserve it, though. That's where I'm at right now. And I kind of use those shirts, which we haven't sold 100 anyway, but it's not going to matter. But hey, go buy one of those shirts. Go buy any of our merch. That's why I kind of had to sit back and I had to figure out what I wanted to do, how I wanted to do this. Because at one point in time in my life, I had to ask forgiveness and I had to be open and honest about some shit that I had done. For anybody who doesn't know this, back in 2010, I tried to commit suicide. That is why we focus so much on this show on mental health. It took me till 2016 or 17 to talk about it publicly. And it was because I was ashamed. I was embarrassed. I was ashamed. And I had this monkey on my back. I had this weight on my back that I just could not get over. And I figured the best thing for me to do was to talk about it publicly. And when I talked about it publicly, the thing that I thought was going to happen was going to be a lot of people calling me crazy. A lot of people being like, what the fuck, dude? Like, you're a psycho. Don't be sharing this with nobody. Keep it tucked down. And that's not what happened. I received nothing but love and people messaging me saying, you're not alone, that I was there at one point in time. And that's what I believe in my life is like my mission. I think the good Lord put it on my plate to, you know, go down that road. I've said it for the longest time, that the good Lord allows us to go through hell so we know what heaven's worth. You know, some of us are supposed to be battle scarred. Some of us are supposed to be bent, dented. You know, we're supposed to be damn near broken. But, you know, our testimony is the fact that we have been that way and we kept moving forward. That, you know, because of our faith, even though that we've landed some horrible punches have been landed on us, that we decided to keep moving forward. And Wolfie, you know, I'm not saying that everybody's going to like you. But if you do this the right way, sir, if you show these people in Nashville and whoever you want to be a friend or follower or fan or whatever one day, if you show them respect by telling your truth, I think they're all going to at least respect you. I think they're all going to at least respect you and they're going to stop with the bullshit. Because, and if you're an artist and you're listening to this, at one point in time, you have struggled mentally. None of you have been okay your whole lives. All of you are a little fucked up, just like me. I am very, very fucked up. The fact that I'm supposed to be on my way to Nashville right now, and I decided to take a couple minutes and just do this and put this out there because it's been weighing so heavy on me, shows I'm a little fucked up. Fact that I hadn't recorded an episode all last week and I'm supposed to put out 3 a week due to our contracts. Like, I'm a little fucked up. I had to say, hey, I need a mental health break. And Cody, I'm not ever going to be your buddy, probably. I would like in a world to where you got your shit together, I'd like to be able to be nice to you and be your buddy. And I'm hoping that when you hear this, you're like, yeah, I'm going to come back on the show and I'm going to be real. I'm going to be real and I am going to be sincere and I'm going to hope that everybody shows me grace. Dude, everybody's an artist in one way or another. We all understand what you're doing. We just all think you're going about it in the fucking worst way possible. You can't get no worse of a way going about it than what you've done, to be real with you. You know, the bad guy don't always play, but the anti-hero does. Like, there's a lot of people that really love the Joker from Batman. But there's not a lot of people that like Osama bin Laden, buddy. You know, the anti-hero is cool. The fucking just straight up piece of shit bad guy is never going to be cool. Nobody's ever going to be like, oh, I want to be Osama bin Laden. No. But there's been 100 times I'm like, I'd probably be Heath Ledger's the Joker. That looks cool as fuck. So if you're willing to come back on here and you're willing to do that, I would love to have you back on. But if you're not willing to do that and you're going to act and tell the truth, I'm probably not even going to air the episode. That's another reason why I'm doing this. Since you've posted all these videos and shit where, oh, Josh won't let me back on the show and all that kind of shit. Like, I'm telling you right now why. So it's your choice. It's your choice. This whole week was supposed to be dedicated to Creative Vets, by the way. I fell in love with them about 3 years ago from the first time Jesse Wayne Taylor and Kyle did the show from over there. I thank the world of them. This is our third year playing in their big golf tournament at Old Hickory. And I wanted to dedicate a lot of this week to just talking about them and putting out into the world, like, hey, please go check out Creative Vets. Please, please, please. They are amazing. So, guys, please do that. And while you're doing that, too, some of the other organizations that we work with, like Blazer 88, please go look them up on social media. Check them out. Mission 22, especially the chapter down here at Fort Stewart, Mr. Kim Bohannon. Also, too, I'm not going to forget about my dude Jason Johnson on Project Canine Hero. It's a little different. It's not mental health, but it's in a way it's mental health with him helping the dogs that are connected to some of those soldiers, some of those veterans. So please check all those organizations out. And anyway, I'm going to hit the road now, but please, everybody, and I wasn't being ugly to any of y'all because Cody kind of deserves it. With some of the comments he's made towards men and women, especially that cancer shit, you know, I hate picking on anybody's physical appearance. It's the kid in me that got bullied and picked on growing up that hates that. I've said some hurtful shit to the dude, but I just, there's something about that, and I don't know why, and it's probably a lot of my trauma. It's probably a lot of my PTSD or whatever you want to call it, to where, like, I just don't like seeing it. But also, I kind of fucking deserve it. So there's a fine line right there. So, Cody, I'm going to help you take away that fine line if you want to do this. But if you want to keep talking shit or whatever, I'm just going to do what's best for my mental health, and I'm just going to block you on every fucking thing. Earlier this week when I was talking to a buddy of mine about it up in Nashville, I was like, I really just need to block him and just move on from this. But I feel like blocking you just gives you, you know, more ammunition to be like, oh, you're chicken and all this kind of shit. Bitch, I am not chicken. There is no bitch in this blood. You do not want to see me riled up. You have got me at a 7 at most, at a 10. Holy shit. Whew, you don't want that, son. If you don't come on the show and act right, if I let you and you agree to these terms that I pretty much just talked to you about, you'll see me at a 10. You will see me at a 10, bruh. If you haven't caught on to this yet, I will ruin myself to ruin you. So, anyway, I want to thank all the sponsors. I want to thank everybody that's bought shirts and stuff. May the 8th. I'm going to let Cody Wolf come and do the show May the 8th if he does this show next week, by the way. I'm going to let him come. But another reason, like, I had to make up my mind how I was going to do this is I don't want him in public and everybody being ugly to him. You know, like I told y'all about my suicide attempt earlier, I needed people telling me, hey, it's going to be okay. It might not be okay now, but it's going to be okay and you're not alone. You know, I needed people to help me fix the problem. I needed people to help me build my self-worth up. Last thing I want with this kid or any of y'all listening to this, I don't want to drag somebody so far down that they don't think there's a way up. And if he does this, I think even people will come up to him at Live Oath and be like, yeah, you fucked up, but everybody fucks up. That's what I would want, you know. And you ain't got to be friends with a dude or whatever, but wouldn't it be cool for him to acknowledge that he fucked up, that he lied, that he was being a piece of shit, and that everybody was like, oh, okay. You know, we forgive you. Forgive you. Every one of us has had to be forgiven for something. I'm going to fuck this up, but what is it? He who was without sin cast the first stone. Yeah, I got plenty of sin, bro. I sin every day. I think sometimes I'm the Lord's favorite sinner because he keeps giving me little awards and little prizes in life and keeps showing me that I'm going the right direction and I'm going to get to where I want to be one day. That's why I've struggled with this week, because I think this was put on me for a reason. And some of y'all can think I'm crazy when I say that, but you know, there's a reason why when this show started, it was called Politics, Religion, and Whiskey. One, I wanted to talk about all the shit that I got fired for in radio for talking about, but I also wanted people to feel comfortable talking about their faith, talking about their political views, to, you know, also get drunk, have a good time. Faith is a big, big thing to me. And I believe showing grace is something that we all need to be better at, because all of us at one point in time have needed grace. But also, all of us at one point in time need our ass whooped too. So, Cody, you got the choice. Putting it out there for you. If you'll be sincere, if you'll be honest, we will air that. If you will come on here and act like you got some sense, we will air that. If you come on here and you keep this lie and this facade up, I will not. I will not air it again, despite how many people want to hear you make an ass out of yourself. I will give you the chance to tell the truth. I've had to tell a lot of truths, a lot of hard truths on this show and on social media, from suicide to jail to, you know, not being a good man several times. I've had to be real. I've had to be honest. But that's how you earn people's respect, by not telling a lie. I've said it so many times. I used to would have rather climbed a tree and told it a lie than stand on the ground and tell the truth, because I was so unhappy with my life. I would lie every word out of my mouth because I was so unhappy with my life that I had to make up this fictional world. So there's part of me that kind of gets it. There's part of me that kind of gets what you're doing, especially in this environment to where you want to make it as a musician. And I get it, but that's not the way to do it. That's not the way to do it. People want to see your imperfections. You know, they don't want to be lied about them, lied to about them. But anyway, I love each and every one of y'all. Please go check out all of our sponsors on social media. Please go check out Creative Vets. We're playing in their golf tournament tomorrow at Old Hickory. Thank y'all for having us. Check out everybody that's associated with the show. I love y'all. I will see y'all soon.